is Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listen in colour.
from the new album Mel's Bells from British saxophonist Sam Crockett, my special guest on The Blueprint this weekend. And welcome, Sam. It's been a lovely album I've been featuring over the last few weeks or so. Is it your third album now?
Yeah, it's the third album, yeah.
With the quartet. So Mel's Bells, I thought it was, you know, a play on Hell's Bells, and my mum used to say that, Hell's Bells, but actually it quite literally is Mel's Bells. You live in a place called Mel's, right, down in the southwest?
Yeah, maybe 4 years ago now, me and my wife moved down to a little village in Somerset called Mel's, which is just 15 miles south of Bath. Yeah.
And tell me about that moment of inspiration, because obviously it tells a story about Mel's.
Yeah, at the time, the house we lived up behind the house, there's a church, and you go through the churchyard and come out and you can walk up a hill, and it's quite a beautiful pastoral scene. And I was up there one evening at sunset, and the bell ringers were there, and they just started with their kind of cacophony. And well, it actually starts out quite simply and then turns into a big kind of beautiful wash of sound, and that combined with standing on the hill looking at the sunset created a nice scene. So that's where the title
nice
track
image
comes from.
Are you from that part of the world sort of before you moved there, or did you move to the southwest from somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm from Norwich originally. I lived in London for 13 years, and southwest was just me and my wife got in the car and drove around the country for a few days looking for a nice place to live with certain criteria, and where we ended up ticked the boxes.
I think there's a lot of British jazz musicians love that part of the world, and there's something about the atmosphere from sort of Bristol down, or I mean the further down you get and towards Cornwall, then you've got your John Sermons of this world, obviously. Mm. There's something about the atmosphere of old England in that part of the world. Do you feel it? I mean, you clearly did when you stood on the hill.
Yeah, I mean, I think the southwest generally has a kind of a very nice feel to it. I like the fact that there's kind of rolling hills. It's not so. I guess it gets steeper as you get further southwest. There's something, yeah, nice about the.
Yeah, have you accidentally drunk copious amounts of Scrumpy Jack and not realised what you've done and lived to regret it?
Yeah. Well, maybe a couple of times before the small children arrived.
Like you, I spent some time in the southwest and I made that mistake and lived to regret that one big time. The band, what a band. I mean, you're lucky to have the likes of Kit Downs in your band on piano. I saw him recently with his group Enemy. I mean, that's a pianist you want to try and keep in your band for as long as possible. I guess you guys are best mates anyway. But the Loop Collective thing, an amazing band. Tell us more about your band and the empathy between you players.
Yeah, it is an amazing group of people to play with. Kit is a really, obviously, an incredible piano player and musician, but also very a very good person to have in the band. He's full of ideas and suggestions with tunes and very open. And the same, I mean, Ollie Hayhurst on double bass I think he's done pretty much every project I've done for the last 10 years or something. He's, yeah, amazing melodic player, but can really dig in. And then, yeah, James Madron, obviously, and also an incredible drummer and so fiery and dynamic. And I like it. I like it because the music can go in lots of different directions.
Mm. You've been doing this jazz thing since you were very small. How did you get into that? Was it sort of, you know, did you come from a musical family? Did they sort of suggest it to you, force it upon you?
Definitely not
forced. You didn't literally just get up one day and start listening to Sidney Bechet.
Well, not far off. Neither of my parents were professional musicians, but my mum played and still does classical piano. My dad stride piano. And so I grew up listening to Jimmy Noon, Sidney Bechet and Louis Armstrong. One day I opened a cupboard and there was a dusty black box, and I opened it and inside was a clarinet, and I said, could I play it? It happened to be one of my uncles, my dad's brother. So when I was 10, I started clarinet lessons, and yeah, and I luckily met lots of people, yeah, who helped me. Yeah,
a lot of kids along the way, they kind of start off like, yeah, I'm on the clarinet now, and then just lose interest with, you know, YouTube and going out places and stuff, and but you carried on with it, and we'll talk about this more. Let's play another one from the album Mel's Bells, special guest Sam Crockett here on The Blueprint. This is A Stroll on the Knoll.
Thank you.
A Stroll on the Knoll from Mel's Bells. And it's another great album for Sam Crockett, saxophonist, who joins me here on The Blueprint late, deep into the night. Actually, Sam, you're about to embark in April on your national tour, which basically takes in most of the Southwest again. You didn't want to go too far from home. You've played Birmingham, Norwich, and of course your launch date at Pizza Express has just happened, actually. Are you looking forward to touring the Southwest?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's it's really nice that we've got six dates in a row. It's not actually, I haven't actually done that before with my own band, had a chance to play six nights in a row. So it's really exciting. Yeah.
You're a member of the Loop Collective, and we hear a lot about different collectives in British jazz. This is a great way of kind of exchanging ideas and building projects and stuff. Although they have their own label, strange enough, you're not on that with this release. You're through the mighty Whirlwind Recordings, courtesy of bassist Michael Janish. God, that's a busy label, and you've got a good platform there. But tell us more about working within the Loop Collective and how it sort of lends itself to your thoughts and your playing and your ideas.
Well, the Loop Collective was an amazing thing. I think I'm not so actively involved anymore since I left London, but I was around at the beginning, and it started with a group of like-minded individuals and very good friends who we all live together, and well, most of us in North London, and it was a way to promote music. We ran venues, and we had a label. And it helped. I think it helped everyone, because once the Loop Collective got a good name for itself, it really it developed a good reputation, and that helped all of us. We all put lots of work in, and then that helped us.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. I wanted to ask you about your love of great saxophonists, because it's clear when I hear you play, I hear a little bit of Joe Henderson in there, and I hear a little bit of Dexter Gordon. In fact, I think your press release even sort of confirmed that for me. I mean, those are the players I love, the muscular saxophone players. And then here you are, you're a young man, and I'm looking at your saxophone, I'm thinking, now that looks pretty well seasoned, that saxophone. Does it have a special history?
My saxophone, yeah, it's an old Con. It's from 1929.
Wow. How do you know the history of this old instrument?
Well, that's literally all the history I know.
Oh.
I know. I mean, I'd love to be able to tell you who played it and where, you know, the whole story. And I'm sure it has got an interesting story to tell. But the only part of that I know is by looking at the serial number and checking that online. And
there are such resources. Amazing.
Yeah, but it's something about it. The saxophone in 1929 was a relatively young instrument. It was only developed in, you know, mid-late 19th century. And so ergonomically, it took a while to get round. But once you do it, I think the sound is, yeah, makes a nice sound.
It's a tenor. Do you sort of branch off into other variations of sax and other reed instruments?
No, I don't actually. I started on clarinet, like I said earlier. I don't really perform on that. I teach a bit. I just play the tenor. Yeah.
Well, it's been good talking to you, and we're enjoying the album. We just played A Stroll on the Knoll. What's the story behind that one?
A Stroll on the Knoll. The knoll in question is called Long Knoll, and it's a hill in Wiltshire. Where I live is actually it's in Somerset, but it's very close to the Wiltshire border. And there's a beautiful hill called Long Knoll, which is a mile long ridge. And we went on a big circular walk that ended up, you climb up one side of it and you get huge views. And that's what it is, a stroll on the Knoll.
There is something about the South / Southwest that does inspire you. I know that Get the Blessing were sort of locked themselves away in a Cornish Cove or something for their recent album. Are you a lover of the outdoors? I noticed you came in wearing some outdoor equipment.
Well, not a fanatic, but yeah, I love to be outside. One of my favorite things to do is to go for a walk on, you know. Yeah.
Where do you take your sax for practicing? I mean, or do you just blow and let the neighbors hear it?
Mainly I practice where I teach I teach a fair amount, actually. I teach maybe 4 days a week.
Where do you teach?
I teach at a couple of schools in Bath and at the Bath Spa University. I teach on the jazz course there. And I've got a, you know, family, a wife and 2 young children. So when I get home, I try to be at home and not practicing. So I get up early. I get up at 6 and go in and try and practice before I teach, just to get a little bit. And then, you know, if students are don't show up, I get a little bit done then too.
Giving something back, that's great, man. That's really great. Well, we'll thank you for coming in, and we'll remind listeners of your tour in April, which is coming up. Let me see now. It starts on the 18th in Appledore, a place I've not heard of. I've heard of St Ives on the 19th, and then through the southwest and back up to Oxford again.
Yeah.
Sam Crockett, great to have you on the show, and the best of luck with this, your third album, Mel's Bells.
Thank you very much.
On Whirlwind Recordings. Great to have you on The Blueprint. Let's play another one. This is, in fact, the title cut. saxophonist Sam Crockett taking No Prisoners. Mel's Bells, the title cut of his brand new album. Good to talk here on The Blueprint. I'm Chris Phillips with you till three. How did you get into jazz? Did you dive straight into the first Ornette Coleman album that came your way?